So if you open that first page in Surah Anbiya and 21 ayah and 10 verse, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Without doubt, we have revealed to you a book. You are mentioned in it. So do you not then understand? In Surah Shura 26 and Ayah 124, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ هُودٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. When their brother Hud, lenient, said to them, "Do you not take guard? Surely I am the trustworthy messenger for you. So take guard of Allah and obey me." Surah Al-Hujurat 49 and 10 verse. Surah Hujurat 49:10, it says, "Innamal mu'minun ikhwa, fa'aslihu bayna akhwaykum, wattaqullaha la'allakum turhamun." Surely believers are all brothers. So make correction between yourselves and take guard of Allah so they receive mercy. Now, in Surah Hud, the Surah Hud comes. Surah Hud 11:58 ayah. Next ayah. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا نَجَّيْنَا هُودًا هُودًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعُهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ وَتِلْكَ عَادٍ جحدوا بآيات ربهم وعصوا رسوله واتبعوا أمر كل جبار عنيد. When our order came, we saved with our mercy Hud, lenient, and those who believed with him, and we saved them from a hard punishment. And that was Ad, habitual people who denied with the ayah signs of the Lord and disobeyed his messengers and followed the order of every powerful, stubborn person. So further in Surah Hud, again Surah Hud, that is lenient, Surah 11 and 60 verse. وَأُتْبِعُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا إِنَّ عَادًا كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ أَلَا بُعْدًا لِعَادٍ قَوْمِ هُودٍ. And they were followed by a curse in this world and on the day of resurrection. Surely, is it not an Ad, habitual people rejected their Lord? Is it not the farness for Ad, people of Hud, lenient? Surah Araf, one, two more ayahs. Surah Araf 7 and ayah 65 and 66. وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودَ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ قَالَ مَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي سَفَاهَةٍ وَإِنَّا لَنَظُنُّكَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And we sent their brother Hud, lenient, towards Ad, habitual people. He said, "O my people, serve Allah. There is no one from Allah for you other than him. So you do not take guard." The chiefs from his people who rejected said, "Surely we see you in foolishness, and surely we suspect you from those who are liars, people." And in Surah Al-A'raf 7, 67 and 68, he answers that, Hud alayhi salam, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي سَفَهَاتٌ وَلَكِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ أُبَلِّغُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَأَنَا لَكُمْ نَاسِحٌ أَمِينٌ. He said, "O my people, I am not with foolishness, but I am a messenger from the Lord of the worlds. I convey, deliver to you the messages of my Lord, and I am the trustworthy, sincere advisor for you." Now in Surah Al-Ma'idah 5 and Ayah 44, it says, "Inna anzalna at-Tawra fiha hudan wa nur yahkumu bi an-nabiyyuna alladhina aslamu lil-ladhina hadu war-rabbaniyyuna wal-ahbaru bima istuhfizu min kitabillah wa kanu 'alayhi shuhada." فَلَا تَقْشَبُ النَّاسَ وَقْشَوْنِي وَلَا تَشْتُرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Surely we have revealed a Torah, the law. In it is guidance and light. The prophets, in plural, who were Muslim submitters, governed with it for those who were Hadu. Hadu comes from the root letter Hud, translated as who became lenient. After Hud, people became copied Hud, they said, we have to be lenient. So they became lenient. And the lords and the scholars, with what they were required to become the hafiz, that is those who preserve, memorize from the book of Allah, and they are witness over it. Then fear not mankind and fear me, and do not purchase my ayah's signs with a little price, and who do not govern with what Allah has revealed, when they are then they are those who are rejectors. This is Surah Al-Ma'idah 5 and Ayah 46. وَقَفَيْنَا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَةِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلَ فِيهِ هُدًى وَنُورٌ وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَةِ وَهُدًى وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And we made the falling over the effects with Isa, Jesus, the son of Maryam, Mary, that is between his two hands. And we gave him Injil, the gospel, the good news. In it is guidance and light, and confirming from At-Tawrah, the law, that is between his two hands, and a guidance and a sermon for Muttaqin, those who guard. So further I says, Ma'idah 47 says, Wal yahkum ahlul Injil bima anzalallahu fih wa man lam yahkum bima anzalallahu fa ulaikum al-fasiqun. And let the ahlul Injil, or the people of the Injil, govern with what Allah has revealed. And those who do not govern with what Allah has revealed, they are the fasiqoon, those who are liberals. Now, Surah Al-Imran 3 and 52, he sees, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرُ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدْ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. And when Isa, Jesus, felt the rejection from them, he said, who are my helpers towards Allah? The companions, the disciples said, we are helpers of Allah. We believe with Allah, and you bear witness that we are Muslim submitters. So, and further, these same people says, Rabbana amanna bima anzalta wattaba'na rasula faktubna ma'a shahideen. O our Lord, we believe with what you have revealed. We follow the messenger, and then write us down with those who bear witness. Surah Jumu'ah 62:5. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. بِئْسَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. The example of those who have been carrying a Torah, the law, they did not carry it, is like an example of a donkey traveling with load. Bad is the example of the people who belie with the ayah signs of Allah, and Allah will not guide the people who are oppressors. So Surah Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 113, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَ عَلَىٰ شَيْنِ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ لَيْسَتِ الْيَهُودُ عَلَىٰ شَيْنِ وَهُمْ يَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ فَاللَّهُ يَعْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. And the Yahud who were lenient, Jews say the Nasara helpers or Christians are not anything. And the Nasara helpers, the Christians say that the Yahud lenient are not anything. And both of them are reciting the book. Likewise, those who do not know said their saying, so Allah will govern between them on the day of resurrection in what they are differing. Surah Al-Jumu'ah 62 and Ayah 6. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُا الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. Say, O Hadu, those who became lenient, if you claim that you are awliya, protectors of Allah besides other people, then wish for death if you are truthful. And they will never wish for death with what their hands forward ahead, and Allah is knower with the oppressors. Now Surah 4, Nisa 4 and Ayah 46. مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِيمَ مَوَادِعِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ سَمِيْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا وَاسْمَعْ غَيْرَ مُسْمَعٍ وَرَاعِنَا لَيَّمْ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَطَعْنًا فِي الدِّينِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَاسْمَعْ وَانْظُرْنَا لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَقْوَمْ وَلَاكِنْ لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهِ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And from those who are hadu, who became lenient Jews, distort, misrepresent the true meanings, the words from its places, and they say, we listened, we disobeyed. and listen other than the hearing that is to be listened. And they say, observe us, twisting with their languages and piercing that is to make a way in the judgment. If only they had said, we hear and we obey and listen, and said, look at us, that is better and more straight for them. But Allah cursed them with their rejection, then except few, they will not believe. Al-Ma'idah 5 and 64. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةٌ غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ يُنْفِقُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ وَلَيَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِن رَّبِّكَ طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا وَأَلْقَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ كُلَّمَا أَوْقَدُوا نَارًا لِّلْحَرْبِ أَطْفَأَ اللَّهُ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ And the Yahud, the Jews, say the hands of Allah are tied up, their hands are cuffed tied up, and they are cursed with what Allah, what they say they have said. But both his hands are outspread. He spends how he wills and what is revealed to you from your Lord, definitely increasing the majority from them in tyranny, unjust, harsh, cruel, and rejection. We have put enmity and hatred amongst them towards the day of resurrection, when the Yahud, so-called Jews, or the behavior is, they ignite the fire of war. Allah extinguish it, and they make an effort in the earth to cause corruption. And Allah does not love those who are mufsideen, who corrupt. Surah Maidah 5, ayah 14, page 31-32. وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَهُمْ فَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَأَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَى الْقِيَامَةِ وَسَوْفَ يُنَبِّيهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ And from those who said, surely we are Nasara helpers, we took covenant from them, then they forgot a part from what they were reminded with it. So we caused the enmity and hatred between them towards the day of judgment, and soon Allah will inform them with what they manufactured. Isa said, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ When the Isa, Jesus, realized the rejection, he said, who are my helpers for Allah? Said the companions, the disciples, the Hawariyin, نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ They said, we are the helpers of Allah. آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ We believe with Allah. Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 120 وَلَنْ تَرْضَىٰ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَىٰ حَتَّىٰ تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَىٰ وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ And never will the Yahud, the lenient, so-called liberal Jews, and the Nasara helpers, the Christians, be pleased with you unless you follow their millat, religion. Say, surely the guidance is of Allah, that is the guidance. And if you are to follow their desires, after the knowledge has reached you, then you would find neither protector nor helper from Allah. Surah Al-Baqarah 2 and 111. وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ And they said that you will never enter garden except you become Hadu, lenient or labeled Jews, or Nasara helpers, label Christians, those are their wishes. Say, bring your proof if you are truthful. Now read Tawbah 9:30. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ زَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُمْ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ يُضَاهِئُونَ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّى يُؤْفَكُونَ And the Yahud, who are lenient so-called Jews, said, Uzair is the son of Allah. And Nasara, the helper Christians, said, Al-Masih, the Christ, is son of Allah. That is their saying with their mouths. They correspond to be in the conformity with the sayings of the old, of those who rejected from before. Allah destroyed them, how they belied. Surah Tawbah 9, and it says, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا لا إله إلا هو Subhanahu amma yushrikun. They took their scholars and their terrorists and Christ the son of Mary as lords other than Allah. They were not ordered except to serve one God. There is no God except Him. Glorify Him about what they associate with Him. So now in Al-Ma'idah 5 and 18, page number 27-28. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ قُلْ فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبَكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ قُلْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. And the Yahud, who were lenient Jews and Nasara helper Christians, said, we are the sons of Allah and His beloved. Say, so why then He gives you punishment for your sins? But you are humans whom He created. He forgives whom He wills and He punishes whom He wills. And for Allah is the kingdom of the skies and the earth and what is in between them, and towards Him is the place of return. And the Bible is full of it. You know, if you just read, I will read further. It says in Exodus 4:22, Israel, Allah says, God says, Astaghfirullah, Israel is my son. In Jeremiah 31:9, Ephraim is my firstborn. Astaghfirullah, Allah is saying all this. Psalms, David, this day I begotten you. Genesis, sons of God. Psalms 2:7, David, this day I begotten you. Genesis 6:2, sons of God. And Luke 3:38, the son of Enos, son of which was the son of Seth, which was son of Adam, which was the son of God. Melchizedek, Hebrews 7:1-3, who is without father, mother, descent, make like unto the son of God. Romans 8:14, as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, they say Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 140. أَمْ تَقُولُونَ إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ كَانُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا قُلْ أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَتَمَ شَهَادَةً عِنْدَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Or they say, surely Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq, and Yaqub, and the tribes were Hud, lenient Jews or Nasara helpers, Christians. Do you know better than Allah? And who is more unjust than the one who concealed the evidence he has from Allah? And Allah is not unaware about what you do. And Surah Al-Imran 3 and Ayah 67. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Ibrahim was not a Yahudi who is a lenient or a labeled Jew, not a Nasrani or a helper or a Christian, but he was a true Muslim. And he was not from those who associate. But Surah Al-Baqarah 2 further it says, وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And they say, become Hood, lenient Jews, labeled Jews, Nasara, helpers or Christian, you will be guided. Say, but the millat, religion of true Ibrahim, he was not from the associate. So Allah says in this Surah Al-Baqarah 2:136, قُلُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. They said, we believe with Allah and what is revealed towards us and what is revealed towards Ibrahim, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ismail, and Ishaq, Isaac, and Yaqub, Jacob, and the tribes, and what was given to Musa, that is Moses, Isa, Jesus, and what was given to prophets from the Lord. We do not differentiate the revelation between any one of them, and we are Muslim submitters for Him. Surah Ma'idah, Allah is warning about these Yahudi and Nasara again. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu yahud wan nasara awliya ba'dhum awliya ba'd wa man yatawallahum minkum fa innahu minhum inna Allah la yahdil qawma zalimin. O you believe, do not take Yahud, who are lenient Jews, and Nasara helpers, Christians, as protectors. Some of them are protectors of some, and whosoever take protectors from them, they are from them. Surely Allah does not guide the people who are oppressors. Now further, Al-Ma'idah 5 and 82 verse. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ والذين اشركوا ولتجدن اقربهم موده للذين امنوا الذين قالوا انا نصارى ذلك بان منهم قسسين ورهبانا وانهم لا يستكبرون. Definitely you will find stronger in enmity for the believers who are Yahud, who are lenient Jews, and those who associate, and definitely you will find near in love for the believers are those who say, surely we are Nasara helpers, labeled Christian. That is because surely amongst them are clergymen and terrorists, and they do not seek greatness. Al-Ma'idah 5 in the continuity, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And when they listen to what is revealed towards the messenger, you will see their eyes overflow with tears from what they recognize from the truth. They say, O our Lord, we believe, then you write us down with the witnesses. Ma'idah 5, وَمَا لَنَا لَا نُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَنَدْمَعُ عَنْ يُدْخِلَنَا رَبُّنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الصَّالِحِينَ. And what is for us that we should not believe in Allah and of the truth that has come to us, and we desire our Lord that you admit us with the people who correct themselves. So further in Surah Sub 61, Allah says, 14 ayat, to the believers, Allah is reminding to the believers, يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا أَنصَارَ اللَّهِ كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصار الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله فآمن طائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفر الطائفة فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين. Oh, you believe, become helpers of Allah, as Isa, Jesus son of Maryam, Mary said for the companions, disciples, who are my helpers towards Allah? The companions, these disciples said, we are helpers of Allah. So a group from the children of Israel believe, and a group rejected. So we strengthen those who believe over their enemies. So they begin the day prevailing. Surah Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 62. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَ وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Surely those who believe and those who are Hadu, who became lenient, the Jews so-called label, and Nasara helpers, so-called label Christian, and Sabians youthful, who believe with Allah and the hereafter and do corrections, so their reward is near their Lord and they have no fear on them and they do not grieve. By Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 137, فَإِنْ آمِنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ تَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So if they believe with the example what you believe with it, so without doubt they are on guidance. And if they turn back, then surely they will be in shiqaq, disunity. So soon Allah is enough for them and is hearing and knowing. Put down the references, Leviticus 19 and verse 27. This is the belief of the Jews and the Christian. And it is said in this, I'm giving you in my own words, you can check up in the Bible when you go home. It says, the men should not cut their hairs. You know this big hairs. Have you seen big hairs? They should not cut the hairs and the size of the beard. Men should grow big beards. They can't cut the hairs of the beards. And not even big hairs. Like, you know, sick. This is the order in the Bible. Do not cut the hair at the size of your head and the clips of the edges of the beard. Big hair, big beards. Then further in Exodus, write down these. Exodus 26, verse 6 and 9. It says, putting a turban on the head. Always wear a head turban on the head. Pagdi. Who? Is the belief of? Jews. Present day Jews living in Jerusalem. It's the order in the Bible that you must wear a turban. It's in Exodus 26:6-9. Are you listening, brothers? Genesis 24:65. All women should wear head covers. Head covers, you understand? Head cover? Head cover. they should cannot show their heads on the head. Because men are wearing turbans and women should also cover their heads. 1 Corinthians 11:15. Long hairs, you know, men also long hairs, women also long hairs, is a beauty and serve as a covering. Women should have long hairs, you know, big hairs. Like men also big hairs, they can't cut big beards, and women can't also cut their hairs. This is a covering there of their body. You know, so Genesis 28, verse 20, 20 to 22, you can read it in detail in your houses. You see, it says, Jacob is about Jacob. He wants something according to his painful desire. So he vows and makes a mannat to God Almighty. If you are going to do this, God, and if I am going to get the benefit from there, I will give you 10%. But you must do what I want, God. If you will not do, I will not do anything. Mannat. Wow. It's mentioned in Genesis 28, 22, 20, 22, 22. And Genesis 22 and 9 and 10 and 12, 13, Abraham was asked to slaughter the son Isaac. He was asked, God Almighty asked Abraham to slaughter the son Isaac physically. And as he took the knife and want to slaughter his son Isaac, a goat came, a lamb. And God said, no, don't slaughter your son. I have seen you are a very, you know, you can, for the love of me, you can slaughter your son. Leviticus 7:2. If you have something, do wrong. If something, any person does wrong, he wants to take away the guilt, how will he do? Slaughter a black goat. Guilt offering, which is most holy animal, should be slaughtered. Sadqa. Deuteronomy 15:21 says, defecting animals, Allah doesn't like it. Defecting animals should not be sacrificed for the Lord. Deuteronomy 6 and 8. Putting amulets, tawiz on your hands. Genesis 17, 10 to 14. God's command that every male child should be circumcised. Abraham's son circumcised his son Isaac after 8 days. Jesus Christ was circumcised on the 8th day. There is no commandment in the Quran to circumcise the male child. That this is Gospel of Barnabas, one of these gospel writings, you know. And in that Gospel of Barnabas, they say, Abraham took an axe. You know, axe. Have you seen this axe? Kulhadi. And went there and broke all the idols of the non-Muslim. Does with the axe. Like this. Breaking the other. And the big idol, Baal, he left it. This narration is the belief of Jews and Christians. Now, Leviticus is from the Old Testament. If anyone takes a life of a human being, he must be put to death. No qisas in the Bible. And then, stoning to death to adultery, men and women who commits adultery should be stoned to death. Deuteronomy 22:21-23. Deuteronomy 21:18-21. If suppose your son, if our son is stubborn, drunkard, or corrupt, what he should be done? Stoned to death. You follow what I'm saying? You have to stone to death to your own son. Why? Because he's corrupt, he's stubborn, so just kill him. That's the belief of Jews. Very good. Okay. 1 Timothy, a church leader should have only one wife. Who believes in having only one wife? Very good. Okay, good. Write down Ephesians 5:33-22. Every husband must love his wife as himself, and wife must submit to their husband as their Lord. Deuteronomy 21:17. Joshua 8:24. Going to holy wars by putting everyone to the sword. Okay, now Joshua 11:12. Joshua took all the royal cities and killed their kings. Genesis 50:10, Genesis 51, write down. 7 days mourning at the death, mourning the dead for 40 days. in Deuteronomy 20 verse 45, picking the booty, loot of wars. First you attack them, loot them, and bring them to your under your power. Jesus say in 12 chapter, Luke 12, 49, 51, he says, Jesus came to set the earth on fire, and how he wished it should be kindled. This is the biblical quotation of the Jesus Christ, Astaghfirullah. In Luke 14 and 26, Jesus said, no one can be my disciple unless he loves me more than he loves his father, his mother, wife and children and himself. He's in Acts in 1:11, Jesus will come back from the heavens. Who believes this? Loudly, Christians. Mark 13:25, they will see Jesus the Son of Man coming in the cloud with great power and glory. He's coming back. Who is coming back? Jesus. Who believes this? It's mentioned Genesis 32:25. Can you fight God? Can anybody can fight God? Can you wrestle God? Hello, can you wrestle God? Well, Jacob is doing it. When the man saw that he was not winning the struggle, he struck Jacob on the hip and it was thrown out of the joint. The man said, let me go. The daylight is coming. I won't unless you bless me, Jacob answered. You know, Jacob is having a fight. Apparently, he's a man. Apparently, he's a man in the form of man. He's fighting with Jacob. So, he hit Jacob and his joint was... So, the man... But Jacob got hold of this man. It's God, basically. That man said, let me go. The daylight is coming. So, Jacob said, I won't let you go until you bless me. Who's saying? Jacob. Until you bless me, I won't let you go. So the man said, what is your name? Jacob said, my name is Jacob. Then the man said, your name will be no longer Jacob. You have struggled with God and with men, and you have won always. Mean you have beaten all these guys. He's a very wrestler, you know, this Jacob. Wrestled with men and wrestled with God and won the battles. So your name will be Israel. This is how the Israel title is given to Jacob. Where? In the Bible. Not in the Quran. You see, this is very surprising. This is mentioned in the Bible. So this is how Israel came. And from Jacob's had sons. So they become children of Israel. House of Israel. Now you know children of Israel. How? Bani Israel, children of Israel, house of Israel. Huh? You know? Okay. Now what happened? What the Quran said? What the Quran said about Israel? First we'll see who's Israel. Okay? Then the children of Israel. In one little ayat. You can write down the Quran, Surah Al-Isra 17. وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ We gave Moses the book. وَجَعَلْنَا هُدَى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ And that book was a guidance. We made this as a guidance for the children of Israel. أَلَّا تَتَّخِذُوا مِن دُونِي وَكِيلًا And you do not take an advocate other than me. ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ Children of Israel are the offsprings. I'm very speaking slowly. Children of Israel are the offsprings, descendants, offsprings, whom we carried in the Noah's Ark.